Bear populations in the state were up in 2015, the latest available figures from Fish and Wildlife, compared to the last estimate taken in 2002. There were roughly 120 bears in the western panhandle of Florida, a 50% increase, and nearly 1,100 in the eastern panhandle. That's up 86%.
We have 4,000 bears and almost 21 million people, and we just need to figure out how to live in the same space and not encourage bears to come in to our space.
Dave Telesco leads FWC's Bear Management Program, which oversees BearWise, which began in 2007. Up to $500,000 will be provided to local and county governments aimed at offsetting some of the expenses for bear-resistant trash cans and dumpsters. That's if they have an ordinance to keep trash secure until pickup day.
Do they have conflicts? And if so, how many conflicts are they having compared to the other applicants? But also, if we've given them equipment in the past, is all that equipment spoken for, or is there still some left? The number one thing is over 60% of that funding has to go to a place that has an ordinance.
Fish and Wildlife staff will continue to meet with governments and homeowners associations on enacting the ordinances required by BearWise. Telesco says they try to figure out what would work best in their situations.
Every local government at every level is a little bit different. They have a little bit different relationship with their wastewater provider, or the setup is a little different. And so we try to provide a wide array of options.
That's not Yogi or Boo Boo or Smokey. There are wild animals and they need to be treated as such. They will hurt you.
Santa Rosa Commissioner Bob Cole, who came upon a bear in his garage last fall, says the BearWise grant is different from the $140,000 the county returned to FWC last year because it seems a little more significant.
This time to be able to get enough for the commercial enterprises, whereas last funding left us very short of the 100% mark that I felt we should reach. If we're going to help one family, we should have the ability to help everybody that needs it.
Cole is skeptical about the BearWise plan, saying everything they're now seeing from Fish and Wildlife are short-term solutions. What, he's asking, is going to happen to the growing bear population?
What's been talked about up to now is, you know, rattling pans, put up better fences, keep your trash cans locked. But I've yet to hear from them or the state on how we're going to reduce this population. Mama Bear keeps teaching the cubs how to forage through trash cans instead of actually like they should be doing.
Cole favors trapping the bears in Florida, having a veterinarian make sure they're healthy, and then sending them to a neighboring state where other black bears live. But
I've been told you cannot transport these bears to other states. Mountain states like Kentucky, Virginia, Tennessee, that would like to repopulate black bears in areas where they're not in the mountains anymore. I don't understand that.
FWC's Dave Telesco points to an agreement among the 15 states making up the Southeast Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies.
Your bears are your bears and my bears are my bears. Where you relocate your bears, that's a limited amount of space, so you don't want to take some other state's bears. And the other thing is that once a bear has been so used to people, they've lost their fear, it can become a safety threat. And we're certainly not going to release that anywhere in Florida or any other state.
FWC plans to announce the BearWise funding awards by October, the time of year when black bears are at their most active. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.